to feed.
Whoever's in there,
turn the cameras on.
Turn the cameras on, Patty. Turn them on.
What am I going to do?
Turn them on.
Put it up.
I might be the one with the gun here, but I'm not the real criminal. It's people like these guys. They're stealing everything from us, and they're getting away with it, too. How's that even fair?
Just keep talking to him, all right? You're good at that.
You lost a lot of money when the market tanked. I'll get you some answers.
Nobody was asking any questions before. These guys could expose everything.
We both want an explanation for what went wrong.
We don't know.
Okay, here's the deal. Jodie Foster steps behind the camera again for the thriller Money Monster. The story follows a fast-talking stock-tip TV host whose show is taken hostage by a man who lost his nest egg in the stock market. The film has some solid performances by stars George Clooney and Julia Roberts, and Foster certainly has a handle on the tense script. There are also a few nice touches that surprise me from a character perspective, which isn't always easy to do. However, for as much potential as the film had to grind home the many problems in the financial system prone to savage ups and downs, it was squandered by an overly cliched villain and a trite resolution. Still, Money Monster is entertaining and well put together even with its flawed script. Money Monster gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.